The focus of the fifth perek is when a yavam performs ma'amar or gives a get to his yavama. And throughout the perek, you really see how the framework of the laws midoraisa meet with the framework of laws midrabanan. And just to recap, ma'amar and get midoraisa do nothing. The zika which there is between the yavam and the shmeres yavam is not affected. However, midrabanan, they do something. According to Rambam Gamliel, midrabanan, a get, is considered exactly like chalitza, and ma'amar is considered exactly like yibum, midrabanan. However, according to the Chachomim, and that is how the Mishnayos will explain, even midrabanan, a get is not considered to be on the same level as chalitza. It's considered sort of like a half chalitza, and ma'amar is considered to be a half yibum, such that they weaken the zika, but the zika still exists. And because of that, even after the first ma'amar or the first get has been performed, there is still room for another act of ma'amar or another get, such that the yavam who performs the second act of ma'amar or get will be forbidden to marry the relatives of the yavama which he performs the get or ma'amar with. Now, the previous Mishnah ended off by telling us that all of these rules apply whether there is only one yavam and one yavama, and he does multiple acts towards the same woman, or whether there are two yavamais, and he performs one act, let's say ma'amar, on one yavama, and then another act, let's say ma'amar or a get, on the other yavama. So let's imagine we've got three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven is married to two women, Chana and Miriam, and then Reuven dies. So we're now left with two yavamim, Shimon and Levi, and two yavamais who are not related to each other, namely Chana and Miriam. This Mishnah is actually going to discuss a case where there's only one yavam, there's only Shimon. However, at the end of the next Mishnah, we're going to see that exactly the same applies if there is another yavam, and let's say Levi was the one who performed the second act. The same laws would apply, but for now, the examples which the Mishnah will give are examples where Shimon does everything, but there are two different yavamas involved. Also, Ma'amar Bazoi, if Shimon did ma'amar on this yavam, Chana, and then Ma'amar Bazoi, he did ma'amar with the other yavam, Miriam. They need two gittin, he needs to divorce both women, the chalitza, and then to perform chalitza on one of them. The reason why he can't perform yibum is because midrabanan, once a get has been given, that's it. Yibum cannot be performed, since people confuse a get and chalitza. So if you give a get and then perform yibum, people will also think that it's permitted to perform yibum after chalitza has been done. And that is forbidden midoraisa. And to avoid people from thinking that as soon as a get has been given, yibum cannot be performed. And we're going to see that time and time again throughout this perek. Ma'amar bazoi, if Shimon did ma'amar with chana v'get bazoi, and then gave a get to Miriam, tzricha get. Chana requires a get for the ma'amar, the chalitza, and then he needs to perform chalitza on one of the women. Ma'amar bazoi uvalis zoi. If he did ma'amar with Chana and then yibum, he had relations with Miriam, tzriches shnei getin v'chalitza, they both require a get, and then he needs to do chalitza on one of them. Now, midoraisa, the relations which he had with Miriam is considered to be yibum. However, the halacha is that if somebody performs yibum in a case where it is forbidden midrabanan to do so, then that yibum is not strong enough to get rid of the zika. It's known as bia pasula, invalid, forbidden yibum. And since over here he performed ma'amar with Chana, once you perform ma'amar with a particular shmeres yavam, if you're going to do yibum, you have to do it with her. Ma'amar is considered midrabanan, the first half of yibum, as it were. And midrabanan, you are considered to be husband and wife, to a certain extent. And therefore the yibum with Miriam was forbidden, and so it did not get rid of the entire zika, and only chalitza is enough to do so. Alright, what happens if ma'amar bazoi v'cholatz lazoi? He did ma'amar with Chana and then did chalitza with Miriam, horeshono tzricha get. The first woman, Chana, requires a get for the ma'amar. However, the chalitza is valid to get rid of the entire zika. Get lazoi v'get lazoi, if he gave a get to Chana and then a get to Miriam, tzricha yisayin chalitza, they require chalitza from him. And we're going to learn in the simple way that it means that only one of them requires chalitza. And that chalitza frees the zika of all of them. Get lozoi uval zoi, if he gave a get to Chana and then did yibum, he had relations with Miriam, tzricha get v'chalitza. Miriam requires a get for the relations, because midoraisa, that yibum did work. However, midrabanan, it's considered to be bia pasula, invalid yibum, since it was forbidden, because a get preceded it, and therefore she requires chalitza, one of the women requires chalitza, in order to free the zika. Get lozoyu mamar bazoi. If he gave a get to Chana and then mamar with Miriam, tzricha get. Miriam requires a get for the mamar, and they can't do yibum because a get was already done. The chalitza, and therefore one of them requires chalitza. Get lozoyu v'cholat lozoi. If he gave a get to Chana and then chalitza, he did with Miriam. So that's fine. The chalitza is totally valid. Einach chalitza klum. Nothing, no zika exists after the chalitza, and both women are free to marry somebody else.